gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
No sound.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
Hello, Al Ross, please. Tony Cushing. Good morning, Al. All I want is information. I'm trying to reach Kate Wakefield. Your operator told me that Kate came into the office this morning. She went right out again. Okay. No, thanks, Al. I'll keep trying. Gloria, get me the studio club, will you? Well, you know where Mrs. Wakefield lives. Right away, please. Where the devil can she be? Sure, she would have told me if she were going away. Hello, the studio club? I want to talk to Mrs. Wakefield. Well, do you know when she went out? Oh, you don't know anything. Was there anybody around who does? I'll call back.
Oh, too bad, Tony.
How long have you been standing there?
Well, your secretary said you were alone, so I came in. Now, if you faced the door when you telephoned, darling, you'd have seen me.
I've asked you not to walk in like this, Claire.
I am your wife, Tony. And you're having wretched luck this morning, aren't you, poor darling?
Yes, I think I am.
Has your little bird flown?
What the devil do you mean by that?
I don't know when I've heard you try so desperately to reach somebody. Is she really worth the trouble?
Who?
Tony, I spent a simply dreary weekend just to meet your new girl. Don't let's sit and play ping pong now. I mean Kate, of course. Kate Wakefield?
I'll have to say it again. She is not my girl, Claire.
What would you call her?
A friend.
Darling, I'm not naive. How long will that arrangement last?
As long as Kate wants it that way.
I think you're kidding.
Claire, I have an executive meeting in 10 minutes. Now, if there's anything you want...
I want to have lunch with you.
Sorry.
Saving it for Kate?
If I knew where she was, yes.
Well, how about cocktails, my apartment?
Why? I have a rather long day.
I'll have a few things to talk about.
If it's bills, send them to Gloria.
I've done that already. It's about you and me.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, then you don't know the laws of marriage.
Claire, tell me something. After refusing the Bensons' invitation, you showed up for the weekend anyhow. Now, why?
I thought it would be amusing. And I thought it would be even more amusing to bring Stephen Wolfe with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh from prison, as it were. And it was. Who ever thought your little Kate would know him? Oh, my dear, your face.
Claire, you went up to the Bensons for one reason. To embarrass Kate. To make her miserable.
Nonsense, Tony. I wouldn't go out of my way for a girl like that.
But she took it. And stood up to it. And that's what's bothering
her. Oh, Tony. You always were a bore in the morning. Come for cocktails and we'll talk about it.
I'm not your whipping boy any longer, Claire. You've had it all your way for a long time. Now that's over.
Tony, are you in love with this girl?
You don't have the right to ask me that.
Now you are in a strange mood.
Strange to you, Claire.
I'm not giving you a divorce.
Now, I know that was Steve Wolf's advice.
It's my own judgment. Tony, you're a little boy. You always want something new, and you never know what's good for you. I'll see you, darling. Hope you catch up with your Kate. Oh, Stephen, I'm so glad you got my message.
I came when I could.
I wish you'd have an office again. I dislike leaving messages at that answering service. I don't even know where you live these days.
It's not a place you'd care to know.
Yeah, it's a drab way to live for a man of your former position.
It won't last much longer. I have what Mr. Dickens called great expectations.
Well, I wish I had. So, you're going to make $1 million.
Much more than that.
And keep your hands clean?
Oh, Claire, you're too smart a woman to ask that.
You know, I sometimes wonder about Tony. He's been so successful.
He still takes orders.
Only from Hugh Fletcher. Tony's not yet 40, and he's almost at the top. You know who was responsible for that.
You've told me.
Without me, he'd still be selling appliances.
Claire, you underestimate him.
Maybe he'd be a sales manager, but that's all. He was a pretty ignorant boy when I met him. He had no idea how to meet people, make contacts, use them. I made Tony Cushing.
Yes, so you have said.
I'd be pretty much of a fool to give up being Mrs. Anthony Cushing when he might be on the top of the heap someday.
Claire, you know, I have heard all this before.
You're paid to listen, darling.
Not very much.
All right. Then I better get a little more advice while it's cheap. Steve, I like to talk to you. You're hard, but you strike sparks. I like that.
There's hardly a reason for calling me.
Steve, I think Tony is serious about that girl, Kate.
Claire, I've told you, you have nothing to worry about.
Tony usually gets what he wants.
He won't want Kate Wakefield much longer.
You know something about her?
Don't ask questions, Claire. I've already told you what to do.
Sit tight.
Exactly. You are Mrs. Anthony Cushing. Nobody can change that unless you want it changed.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh, young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Hi, Emily. You taking the desk today?
Yeah. Oh, just a sec, Kate.
Studio Club.
No vacancies. Bye.
Busy season.
Yeah.
Any messages for me?
Yeah.
May I have them?
Yeah. Two from a Mr. Cush. I couldn't get the rest. And one from Trudy, and one from some place. Belovin?
Belhaven, my hometown. Thanks.
Yep.
Hello, Kate.
Jeff, hello, you're back.
Yes, I think so.
When did you get back?
Today, I think. Or was it yesterday? Yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Are you all right, Jeff?
Oh, I am always all right. I haven't had a drink since last night. It blunts my native wit. Where have you been?
Oh, I went up to the country for the weekend, up near North Falls.
You didn't tell me.
You weren't around to hear.
Well, I thought you were pretty tired of me.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
As a matter of fact, I get pretty tired of myself.
You don't do enough, Jeff. You hang around too much.
All right, Mama.
Okay, I didn't mean it that way. But mm-hmm. I mean...
Sure, the old bit. I need purpose. There's a purpose close behind me, and he's treading on my tail.
I wish there were.
Yeah, so does my father. So does Trudy. And Now you. Look, I don't need purpose. I got something else. When me and my guitar stand up in front of a lot of kids and I can watch them smile and begin to jive a little and get sweeter to each other, will you tell me if there's anything better that I can do? Yeah. And me and my guitar.
Where is your guitar?
I got into a fight. I had to leave it at the music store.
Oh, Jeff, have you had anything to eat?
Eat?
Let's go in and get a cup of coffee.
Did you see that sign I left on the wall of my room?
Trudy and I did.
I said I'd be back when the light returns. Well, the light's returned.
Jeff, I've got something to say to you.
Anything?
No, it's not anything. It's important. You've got to pull yourself together.
Yes, ma'am.
Without me. I can't be here.
Why, are you going away again?
Yeah, I have to.
How long?
I don't know yet. Oh, Jeff, please try to put it together, will you?
Mama, you just turned out the light.
Yeah. Kay, it's for you.
Bye now.
Jeff, wait, please. I want to talk to you.
Peace, sister.
Kay, shall I hold it?
Oh, coming. Hello. Tony. Yes, I got your messages. No, I can't see you. I'm leaving town. I'm sorry, Tony. I can't tell you where or how long I'll be gone.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray, author of this chronicle. Now, surely faithful listeners will agree that I am not, as a rule, of melancholy turn of mind. But the news from the continent, the antics of Napoleon, again disturbed me greatly, and it is with great difficulty that I turn to Vanity Fair. And there we find Becky Sharp greatly disturbed as well. Miss Crawley has agreed to take her to London. But is that not cause for rejoicing? Yes, indeed. But I remind you of what Becky has just announced.
Miss Crawley, I am most grateful for your kindness to this poor orphan. But I cannot, I will not go to London without Giles.
Will not?
No.
Indeed.
Oh, I beg you to understand.
I quite understand. Sir Pitt has shockingly indulged you. A governess with a maid of her own. Now you are so spoiled, you cannot manage without a servant.
No, Miss Crawley, all of my life I've done without her, been myself little better than a servant, and could do without again.
A convenient afterthought. but your own words give it a lie. I believe your precise words were that you would not go to London without a maid.
No, not my word. It is not a maid I ask. I need no waiting upon, though. I confess I like it. Who does not? It is Giles I need and want.
I am somewhat confused, Miss Sharp. Let me see if I have this correctly in mind. You want to go to London?
Yes.
You have said more than once that your heart is shattered without your love.
Yes.
You pine to see him above all else.
Yes.
And yet here, were I to refuse you, Giles, you would remain here at Queen's Crawley, which you despise.
Yes.
Let me remind you that you will be in London, if you go, only until I am well. A matter of what? Most a week. What difference if Giles is here and you there for a fortnight?
Because of a promise I gave her that for the rest of my life, where I go, she goes. And I mean to keep it.
And did you give your true love no promises? Surely you did, yes?
Yes, to love him forever and with all of my heart.
Rather extravagant, wouldn't you say? Not going to him when the opportunity is accorded you hardly keeps that promise. Giles is more important than he.
Oh, it is all very hard, Miss Crawley. I am very torn, I confess it.
Then I give you another chance. Which do you now choose? Go to him, whatever his name is, I always forget.
Gordy.
Go to Gordy, or stay with Giles. Choose.
I will stay with Giles.
Oh, bless my soul. I cannot believe it. My dear Rebecca, you shall not stay. You and Giles accompany me to London.
Oh, Miss Crawley.
Dear child, my confession now. It was cruel of me, but all the while I was testing you. I thought you a very selfish young woman, and I know something of selfishness. No one is so more than I. I've seen all along you mean to rise in the world. Nor do I blame you. And I thought you would tread on anyone who stood in your path. Yet, what do I find? You are willing to give up what you most want for a maidservant. Remarkable.
Dear Miss Crawley, I have yet more confession. I don't know, I truly don't, if I could have gone through with it in the end.
You have a curious honesty, Becky. 'Twas what won me to you in the beginning and now again. Oh, I'm certain you would tell any lie that suited you. Oh. But not to me. To me, always the truth. It is the bond between us. Now, will you pack your things and send Giles to pack mine? I'm eager to be off.
Miss Crawley, are you strong enough for this journey?
With my dear little nurse, Miss Rebecca Sharp, I shall endure. Go, pack.
Dear, dear, Miss Crawley believes there is only truth between them. Kind listeners, we know better. And as Giles has said, falsehoods have a horrid habit of coming home to roost. Ladies, gentlemen, tarry. I shall return to you in a moment. Becky's few belongings are packed. Becky has said goodbye to her two small charges. Tears flowed abundantly, though their governess promised soon to return. In truth, she may return. 'Tis only a hope that she will not. Now comes the hardest farewell. Sir Pitt? Oh, certainly not.
Lady Crawley, I'm sorry to disturb you when you're resting. It's the only time I could come.
No matter, Miss Becky. I'm always very glad to see you.
Oh, are you feeling poorly?
You know, I'm never very well.
Yes, but today you seem... There's something different about you.
Of late, I've a little trouble breathing. I can't think why.
What does Dr. Smollett say?
I've not seen him.
Oh, why have you not?
He has no patience with me, and Sir Pitt no patience with money spent.
Fie upon them both. You must see the doctor, your ladyship. Promise you will.
How can I promise? 'Tis Sir Pitt who decides.
Oh, if only I could see to it myself. Well, at least I can speak to Sir Pitt.
Thank you, Miss Becky. It's not likely he'll pay much attention. I have so many ailments, but this... breathing is new. Perhaps the doctor could give me something. And that's enough about me. How radiant you look.
If I do, there's a very good reason.
You've heard from Rawdon. Well,
that's part of it.
You're not to worry. I'll ever tell anyone you've given your hearts to each other.
I'm not in the least worried. Lady Crawley, He sent me this jewel case.
I saw it there in your hand. I thought you'd come to show me your jewels.
Oh, it's full of jewels, but not the kind you mean, for I have no jewels. Listen.
Oh. How sweet. How sweet.
I wore a green dress on Lord's last night, and he sang me this song,
Lady Greensleeve. Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you, Miss Becky.
Your ladyship, because of this music box, I have news to tell.
And I know what it is.
Sir Pitt told you?
Oh, no.
Oh, but no one else knows.
It is the look on your face told me. You are going to London in Broughton.
This very morning.
Today? This morning?
Well, it was only just decided. Well, do you know Miss Crawley has been ill, and I've been nursing her?
No one told me.
Well, partly she wants her London physician, but mostly because of the music box we go. She wants me to see my love.
Gracious, she knows Rawdon sent it?
Oh, no. I've told her I love someone else. I named him Gordon. Gordy. The box was sent in that name.
Oh, Miss Becky, I am so happy for you. Though I shall miss you most terribly.
Lady Crawley, I truly am sorry to leave you, especially now, for you don't look or sound well at all. Oh, I should be nursing you, not Miss Crawley.
It's nothing.
She says I'm to stay 2 weeks and then come back.
No, you won't be back.
You say that with such certainty.
Some things I know. I don't know how, but I know. Matilda will keep you, or Rawdon will keep you. Something will keep you, for you will not be back. I do know it. I feel it. We will not see one another again.
Those words make me sad, your ladyship.
I have been so fortunate to know you for a little while. Now, when I'm lonely, I'll have you to remember how you did what no one else ever does. You came to see me. Not because you had to, because you... Oh, you did want to.
I did. Oh, I did.
There's more I want to say, but I've talked too much. It's so hard to breathe.
Oh, your ladyship.
Go, Miss Becky. And God go with you.
The Lady of Crawley seems to be fading away in her lonely chamber. Tomorrow, dear listeners, I shall expect you. And you may expect your devoted servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Yes, 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 I'm coming, honestly. Hello? Oh, hi, Evie. I can't talk right now. Our guests are just leaving.
Oh, Aunt Maggie's cousin Edna and her husband Howard stopped here yesterday to visit with Aunt Maggie. And then they stayed overnight.
Oh, Aunt Maggie and Edna. They spent the whole time talking about the family and the relatives. It's gone on forever,
what
you know. Who's married?
Edna and Howard are about to leave.
Yeah, oh, Eddie, let me call you back. Okay. I was doing up breakfast dishes. I thought you'd gone to work.
Oh, no, I thought I'd better stay and see them off.
They already in the car?
No, no, Howard just put the suitcases in, and Aunt Maggie and Edna are still writing down addresses of a million relatives.
I'll bet. Oh, Jed didn't feed the dog.
Oh, come on, feed him later. Come on.
Oh, look at him. He's standing right there by his dish.
He's all right. The way you baby that dog is
well,
really...
Oh, well, all right, all right. Come on, Alex, I'll feed you in a minute, huh? Come on. Let's take a bite of the guest. Come on. Oh, mommy. Good doggy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Howard. Yeah. Get the suitcases in the car all right?
Oh, sure.
You got your route all mapped out?
Pretty much. I get on the Mass Turnpike and the New York Thruway and head straight west.
Well, now, you're in Beckett now. You pick up Route 8 down by the village store, and then about 5 miles, you join Route 20. It takes you straight into Lee, practically. Anyhow, you pick up the Mass Turnpike right there.
Yep, be no trouble.
When do you expect to get to Arizona, Howard?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be stopping in Des Moines, Iowa, to see my brother, then head up to South Dakota where I grew up, see all my folks there. I got a lot of cousins and two sisters.
Oh, that'll be nice. And then to Arizona.
Yeah.
Be nice if someday you and I can winter in Arizona, huh, dear?
Yeah, be nice. Also, be a long time before we do, too.
Edna, I'm ready to go.
Just a minute, Howard.
Where are they?
Aunt Maggie and Edna are in the den, at the den.
Oh, I see. Aunt Maggie, come on, let's see what they're doing there. Aunt Maggie, what are you doing?
No, just a minute, Edna. Did you say that Aunt Maggie's youngest daughter lives in Seattle?
That's right. I gave you the address.
Oh, but I've got Sacramento written down here.
No. That's Herbert's family that lives there.
Herbert?
Uncle Carl's grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Haven't you two got your family straightened out yet? You've been at it for 24 hours, practically. How late did you two sit up last night?
Oh, my goodness. Until nearly 3. Haven't been up that late for years. But it was just so good to visit.
Oh, I bet it was.
Edna, I'm ready to go.
Just a minute, Howard.
Now, Edna, you're going to send me that family tree you had made up for you by somebody?
Oh, yes, yes. Good. In fact, I'll have a nice copy framed and send to you for Christmas.
Mm.
Oh, no, I can't do that. It's at home, and we won't be back from Arizona until April.
Well, my birthday's in April. You can make it a birthday present.
Edna, I'm ready to go.
Just a minute, Howard. I'm writing down some addresses.
Edna has the family traced back to 15-something.
Really?
Some village in Norway.
I'm a rocker, east of Trondheim.
Gracious, 15-something, my.
Well, it's hard to find records back much further than that, but I'm working on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's sort of a hobby of mine.
Oh.
Grandfather used to say that we were descended from Leif Erikson.
And,
really?
I'm ready to go.
You know, it always makes me mad the way they have a Columbus Day, but no Leif Erikson Day.
Yeah, well, maybe sometime.
You know, I always thought I'd like to go to Iceland, to see if they have any old records there of the family.
Edna, I'm ready to go.
Yes, well, Edna, maybe you better go to Arizona before you go to Iceland, huh?
Yes. Well, if I don't have all the addresses of Everett and Edna, I'll write to you. When will you get to Arizona? You're staying with your married daughter there?
With Mary Lou, yeah.
Now, do I have her address? Yes, I do.
I don't know when we'll get there. We're driving leisurely. Probably stop in Washington and do some sightseeing, then down to Williamsburg.
Mm.
We've never been there.
Uh-huh.
Then over to Kentucky to see Uncle Floyd's youngest grandson, and then on to Arizona.
Oh, Washington, Williams. I thought you said you were headed for South Dakota, Howard, then to Arizona.
We are.
What? South Dakota? We're not going to South Dakota, Howard.
It's where I'm going.
What are you talking about?
Going to visit my family for a change. Never have, always visit yours.
You never said one word about going to South Dakota.
Yep, I did, right at the very beginning. When we decided to go to Arizona for the winter to stay with Mary Lou, I said we're going by way of South Dakota.
Well, you may have mentioned it once.
That's enough.
Why, for weeks I've talked about stopping in Washington and going to Williamsburg. And I've been writing letters to friends and relatives all along the way. You never said anything.
I didn't see any point to it. Just start an argument. I said I was going to South Dakota first, and that's where I'm going.
I think I'll go and feed the dog if you'll...
Well, I am not going to South Dakota.
Well, I'll come help you feed the dog, honey.
Edna, I'm driving to South Dakota. Now, you either go along with me or fly down to Arizona, and I'll meet you there.
You know I won't get into a plane. I will not fly.
Well, I guess we just sit here and you make up your mind.
Honey, I think you better go on to work, dear.
No. I'll wait.
Look, they're both stubborn. They may sit there in silence for hours.
I know, but I don't want to miss it. I want to see what happens.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I think you better go to work, dear. It's nearly noon.
I called the office. I said I'd be in this afternoon. I don't want to miss this. It kills me. Haven't they said anything to each other at all?
No, not after she said you're a dumb Swede and he says you're a stubborn Norwegian.
I've heard Scandinavians are stubborn. I never saw it before, not like this, except with you.
I'm not stubborn.
Well, a little bit.
Well, it's just because I'm part Norwegian. My grandmother had a sister who didn't speak to her husband for 5 years.
What, living together?
Yep. She'd say to one of the kids, tell your father dinner's ready.
What do they scrap about?
Oh, I've forgotten. Something trivial, I think. See, I could not talk to my husband for 5 years.
You could not talk for 5 minutes.
Oh, you!
Don't throw that wet sponge at me, please.
I won't. Listen, do you think I should get lunch for them?
My goodness. What do you think we ought to do? Now, Ed and Howard are just sitting there. Well, Howard's reading the paper, and Edna's got her knitting out, and she's knitting furiously. She's got one arm of that sweater about a mile long.
Well, I just said to Bob, do you think I should get us all some lunch, Aunt Maggie?
I don't think so. Sitting at the lunch table would be just awkward for everybody.
Well, I'll make some sandwiches, and then you take them in, Aunt Maggie.
Do you think they quarrel like this all the time?
No. I think this is the first time in their whole married life. I mean, a big quarrel like this. I think Howard, for once, has just decided to stick to his guns.
Howard's kind of cute, really. You know, he doesn't say much, but he really...
No, when the Scandinavian digs his toes in, you can't budge him.
Oh, why, Maggie, you're just like Bob. Lots of people are just as stubborn as Scandinavians. You can't generalize like that. Bob is stubborner than I am, and he's also French and English.
I'm not stubborn.
And he has a terrible temper, so then you're going to say that all French and English people have terrible tempers.
Wait a minute, who's got a temper?
You do.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
I don't pay any attention to it anymore. I'm used to it. I just ignore it. But lots of people think you're kind of cross and crabby lots of the time.
Cross and crabby?
Uh-huh.
I think of myself as having one of the nicest, sweetest dispositions in all the world.
Oh, you do. Well, I think you do, too. Oh, Howard.
Howard.
I'm leaving. I want to thank you all for your hospitality. It was a fine dinner last night, Peg. I'll send you all a postcard from South Dakota. Bye, Maggie.
Well.
Peg, Bob.
Goodbye, Howard.
Goodbye,
but
Howard.
Where is Edna?
Oh, she's still sitting there, knitting that sweater.
But you can't just leave her.
I told her I'd give her 5 minutes to get in the car. Thanks again. I'll go out the back way here.
Dear,
I'll come out with you, Howard.
For heaven's sake, Howard is leaving. Now stop acting like this and get out there, Edna.
Aunt Maggie, it's all right. She went out the front door. I can see her getting into the car. Come on. I'm going out the back way. Come on.
I'm coming, too.
Yeah, all right.
Go out without coat.
Oh, come on, Howard. We're driving off in 1 minute. I'm sure we won't be out here long enough to matter. Oh, Edna.
Edna. Goodbye. Now, you write to me.
I will, and thanks to all of you. Peg and Bob, I'll write you a long letter from South Dakota while Howard is visiting with his relatives.
Edna will write you from Arizona. She'll be too busy eating in South Dakota all those good Swedish meatballs.
And the worst of it is, he's right.
All right.
Bob will see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It was good to see Edna again.
She hasn't changed a bit.
In 50 years?
Oh, you know what I mean. My, I wonder if I'm really descended from Leif Erikson. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold, the story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Judith?
Yes, miss?
When do we land in Chicago?
In an hour. Right on schedule.
Tell me, could you recommend a hotel? I really know very little about Chicago.
The flight crew stays at the Palmer House. Oh, excuse me, I see the pilot signaling me. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, good, darling. I wonder what you're doing now.
Kurt, darling, could you zip me up?
There you are. I have to find my other cufflinks.
Hey! Don't rush off.
What is it?
I could have zipped myself, you know.
What's a husband for, then?
Yes, darling.
We'd better hurry. You know how your father is about being on time for dinner.
We have time.
I want to keep him in a good humor.
Have you heard anything from Switzerland?
What?
You know, the ski people. The distributorship you've been working on.
Oh, that. Well, I expect to, soon. In fact, they may be sending over a representative to help me set it up.
Oh, that's great news. Daddy'll be so pleased.
Why do you worry so much about pleasing your father?
For the same reason that you want to keep him in a good humor. It's much nicer that way, and as long as we're living here.
River Run belongs to Caroline, doesn't it?
What does that have to do with it?
If there's any obligation, it's due to Caroline. And Anne, too, I guess.
It's never been that way, Kurt. Didn't you notice that?
Yes, finally.
What do you mean?
When I met you in Zurich with Caroline, I thought the whole family...
Oh, Daddy is not exactly poor, silly. It's just that Caroline has a lot of money. And, of course, Anne, too. But what difference does it make? You didn't want to marry me for money. Which is just as well, since I don't have it. This is a love match, darling. There. See?
Since you're not an heiress and I'm not a fortune hunter, why did your father have me investigated in Zurich?
Oh, I suppose he was nervous about my getting married again. He wanted to find out what kind of a person you are. He even said you could be married and I wouldn't know it.
I see.
Darling, you have forgiven him, haven't you?
Of course.
You know, I was furious at the time. That's one reason I flew over to Zurich to see you. I just had to explain it.
And what was the other reason?
To see you. I just couldn't bear being away from you.
It might have been better if you had waited.
How can you say that, darling? If I hadn't flown over to Zurich and if we hadn't gotten engaged right then, we might still be writing and calling each other.
I know, darling. All I meant was, if I'd come to Chicago before we decided so definitely we were going to marry, I would have had more time to look around and establish myself.
Oh, that.
Your father might have been friendlier if I had.
He will be. Anyway, I didn't want you roaming around loose. After all, darling, you just might have been snapped up by some designing woman.
Mrs. Scott, you got through customs all right?
Yes, thank you. You've been very kind.
Do you need any help with the phone?
No, thank you. I figured it out.
Well, have a good time in Chicago.
That's just what I plan to do.
Get that.
Thanks, darling.
Hello.
Hello, good darling.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, you're not alone.
Not very much.
I'm at the airport, and I'll be checking into the Palmer House.
I see. How long are you here for?
That all depends on you, darling.
You'd better hurry, darling. You know Daddy.
I see.
Yes, you do understand.
I want to see you, Kurt.
Oh, I know.
Darling!
Thanks for calling.
Oh, God, Kurt. After all this time.
We'll be in touch.
How soon?
As soon as possible. Goodbye.
Please hurry, darling. Goodbye.
Who is that?
The Swiss representative I was telling you about. I may have to go into town later.
Oh, good. Be sure and tell Daddy. He'll be impressed.
Still hungry.
I'm packing my lunch for tomorrow. I never have time in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know you were taking your lunch to school. Isn't your allowance big enough to buy lunch?
I don't like cafeteria lunches, Dad.
Oh, I see, I see. And you can save money that way, huh?
Yes, I can.
Any special reason?
I'd just like to have more money to spend.
Oh, I know, but you always asked for it before.
I know I did.
What do you plan to do with it, hon?
It's my money. I don't have to tell you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come on now. Calm down. You know, your Aunt Cora is a pretty smart lady.
Yeah, I guess so.
And she cares a lot for you.
Daddy!
Look, it's just that she thought you might like to go back to Burtonsville with her for a visit.
Well, what would I do about school?
Oh, that's what I told her.
Maybe on vacation.
Honey, look. She thinks you're unhappy and that maybe you'd like to get away from home for a while.
Daddy!
Oh, come on, honey. Betsy, please tell me. What's the matter?
I don't know what it is. I used to be happy, but now it seems like I can't do a single thing right, and you and Mom fight all the time.
I know, but you see, that's not your fault, Betsy.
Then why do I feel like I'm always doing something wrong?
What do you mean?
Well, like it is my fault for being born that you and Mom are only staying together because of me.
Who is it?
Kurt.
Oh, darling. Darling.
Lisa.
Oh. Oh, let me see you. Oh, you do look different. Is it a married look?
God, I hope not.
Oh,
Oh, look what I got for us.
White wine. Here, let me open it.
Tell me everything.
Well, we pulled it off.
You sound disappointed.
There was something exciting about wondering whether we could do it. Now, well, it's over.
But have you been able to find out how much money there is?
Not yet. I have to take it easy.
Well, I suppose you do have to be careful. For a little while.
Tell me how you managed Renee.
Oh, that was a close one.
I know. We talked the morning of the wedding.
He was going to call Lynn's father in Chicago.
How did you stop him?
Money. Money right there in Zurich. And I convinced him that Mr. Carter might pay him nothing for information about you.
And how much did you give him?
$10,000.
Oh, my God.
Which was the only thing to do. He could have stopped the marriage and there would have been no money for you.
This has cost you a lot.
We'll get it back.
Not for a while, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't care. Now that I'm here and you are here.
And I'm supposed to have a private income, remember?
Well, that can't go on for very long.
Darling, don't let's think about that now. You're here, we're together, and I've missed you.
And to Hold features Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason. Also appearing were Geraldine Hanning, Robert Phelps, and Rosemary Rice. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Mary Dornheim. Audio engineer Jerry Bornstein, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.